Long-time reader, first-time writer. I've had some fun and interesting sexual escapades over the years that some of you might enjoy. Names and some details, not the hot ones, have been changed to protect the horny and innocent. Feedback is welcome. I'm happy to post more if people find this interesting. Imagine how much fun we could have had inside. She said as she played with cum on her chest and grabs the last drop off the tip of my cock. Streetlights reflecting in her nerdy, but hot, glasses and the cum splattered across her tits. I'm straddling her upper body, pants around my knees, as she lies in the grass in a small, suburban park. Not a bad way to end a date on a Tuesday night. I'll bet you're wondering how I arrived in that situation. Here, dear reader, is the backstory. We had matched on Bumble a week earlier. She's a late 20s occupational therapist. 5 feet 4 inches tall, built like a former collegiate soccer or field hockey player. It was tough to get a good idea of what she looked like though. Lots of pictures hugging friends, cut off below the shoulders, etc. Note, for the women out there. Those two types of photos generally discourage guys. Well, me, the glasses are what got me, though. And personality. Smart, quick with a joke, and provided some great banter over the app. We decided to meet up and grab a drink after exchanging messages over a few days. Our initial date was canceled due to rain. It was hot, humid, and rainy for a few days. Pouring, actually. Good old Boston summer rain. Neither of us wanted to leave our respective houses, so we picked another day. She joked that rain would result in the wrong kind of wet for a first date. This is when I got my first hint that things might get interesting versus just grabbing a drink. We flirted a bit more via text, nothing sexual, and called it a night. We finally met at a local restaurant a few days later. The place had a decent cocktail menu, decent whiskey, and a short, but interesting beer list. The bar is long and L-shaped, so it makes for some interesting people watching while waiting. She beat me there and grabbed a couple of seats in the middle. My concerns stemming from the ambiguous photos were for naught. She was sitting there dressed in a nice pair of jeans, low-cut, loose-fitting black top. And those glasses. She looked pretty fit. I sat down, we ordered some drinks and chatted. Typical first date stuff. Family, work, hobbies. Shared a few laughs. Nothing particularly memorable, though. We touched a little. Her hand to my shoulder, my hand to her leg. Friendly and flirty, but not overly sexual. We ordered a second round, philosophized about life, bitched about the cost of living in the Northeast, and wondered about the odd couple next to us. Neither of us were feeling like we'd found true love, but there was enough interest to hang out again. After our second round, we decided to head out. We were both headed in the same general direction, so we walked out into the pleasant summer night. Great night for a stroll. We arrived at a point where we would have parted ways, but didn't. After a brief hug, we kissed. And kissed some more. I looked at her and asked, "Want to come over for a little bit?" "No. I really shouldn't. I think we might get carried away, but I'd like to keep making out." I stood there and thought. My mind was turning. How to keep making out without going to her place or mine? "There's a park down that street with some benches. Want to carry on there for a little bit?" Her eyes lit up and she responded, "Sure." We walked a few more minutes to the park. It's a circle, surrounded by homes. Nice homes. We did a loop of the park, found a bench, and started making out. It's at this point that those hot glasses were interfering with mine. No matter, I took mine off and set them on the bench. We stopped kissing for a moment. "Don't let me forget those." "Okay. Now kiss me." "Sure." We continued making out. Hands roving each other's clothes. Sweating a little from the heat and humidity. We were relatively well concealed, but if someone looked with a moderate amount of effort they would see two people making out. I broke the kiss and slowly moved from her lips, to her cheek, to her neck, to her ear. She moaned quietly. I nibbled her earlobe a bit. More moans. "You like that?" "Yes," she whispered. I continued down. From her ear, to her neck, to her collarbone. Small kisses while my hands roamed. I tugged at the collar of her shirt. She looked down and nodded yes. I pulled her shirt and bra down, exposing her breast to the world, or neighbors. My lips traced a path from her collarbone, across the curve of her perky C-cup breast, to her nipple. I gave it a little suck. "Are you okay doing this out here? People could see us." "Now, I've always been okay walking around in my home, naked, with the shades open. I've had sex in front of a window for the world and my neighbors to see. It had been quite some time since I had enjoyed sexual activity outdoors. It was the first time in a densely populated, semi-lit area where just about anyone could see. Yes. Keep going. I continued playing with her exposed nipple. A little suck, a little nibble. I worked my hand under her shirt to play with her other breast. Sliding my hand across it, I grasped her nipple in between my fingers. Gently. And then gave it a little tug. At this point, her hands were moving up and down my thighs. Each stroke moving closer to my cock. After spending time on her first exposed breast, I pulled her shirt down more and exposed the second, kissing my way across her chest to it. My hand moved down to her knee, then up to her waist, and then down her other leg. Back up, but this time on the inside of her thigh. I dragged my fingers across the fly of her jeans, over the waistband, to her stomach. I'm so wet. Touch me. Who am I to say no? I started rubbing her pussy through her jeans, reaching under her and pressing the heel of my palm against her clit. Or where I thought her clit was. Jeans are the worst. Meanwhile, she started rubbing my cock through my jeans with a bit more urgency. No. Touch my pussy. I love it when a woman says that. I unsnapped her jeans and slid my hands between them and her panties. They were damp. I dragged my fingers along the legs of her panties where they meet her thighs. Yes. More. Then I took my middle finger and dragged it the length of her pussy, making sure to give her clit a little flick. Jeans are tight, so there wasn't too much room to maneuver. I flattened my fingers and rubbed broad, slow circles over her clit. All the while I can feel the material getting wetter. Her tits are exposed and heaving. I looked around to see if there was anyone near the park or looking out their windows. Can I touch your cock? By all means. She undid my pants and went straight into my boxer briefs. I'm not going to tell you she grabbed a massive dong the size of a baby's arm. No. My cock is slightly above average, uncircumcised, and no woman has ever complained that it was insufficient. But if you want to imagine I'm hung like a donkey, go right ahead. She started stroking it a little. We were sitting next to each other on a park bench, so the angles were a bit awkward. All the while I kept rubbing her pussy. Should I get your underwear out of the way? Yes. I want to feel your fingers on me and in me. She lifted her butt off the bench and I helped slide her pants and panties down below the curve of her ass. Her knees spread and gave my hand more room. I dragged three fingers along her wet pussy. Two on the outside of her lips, my middle finger through her warm opening to spread her wetness around. Oh fuck yes. Slide your fingers into me. I paired my index and middle finger to slide into her. She was tight and I pushed them in slowly. Deeper. Until both knuckles were buried. I used my thumb to rub her clit, like I was trying to push the fingers inside her to my thumb. Slowly, at first. Then picking up the pace. All the while keeping an eye out for someone coming. I'm getting close. This feels so fucking good. She released my cock and tugged on her nipples. Sucked them. Her pussy started to clench my fingers. She lifted her ass off the bench. My cock had been forgotten, for the time being, but I was enjoying the sight of this woman coming in the park. Yes. Yes. I'm coming. Her pussy grabbed my fingers, her hands grabbed my head, and we kissed. Her hands returned to my cock. Your turn. I want to come. She started stroking my cock and kissed my neck. Her teats are out and pants are falling down her legs. It didn't matter. This was hot and felt great. She was making long, slow up strokes, followed by a short, fast down stroke. All the way to the base of my cock. It felt amazing. Are you going to come? Yes. I'm getting close. Where do you want to come? I'd love it if you jerked me off onto your tits. With that, she got up and walked behind the bench. There were a few small trees. She lay down and pulled her shirt and bra up and over her tits. Get over here and straddle my stomach. I nearly tripped over my pants, but I made it over. She grabbed my cock with both hands and started stroking it. Are you going to come for me? All over my tits? Yes. So close. She sped up. I was able to eke out I'm coming. And my cock exploded all over her. Did you enjoy that? Oh yeah. I've never done anything like this. Not in recent memory. Me neither. It's a pretty good time here in the park. Imagine how much fun we could have had inside. We cleaned up and left the park. I walked her to her building, we kissed, and parted ways. Those high costs of living here that we had bitched about earlier? Well, they led her to move out of the city and things never really progressed. A few texts here and there, but that's about it. Every time I walk through that park though, my cock gives me a little twitch.